Jasminda was placed in the New York foster care system at just 2 months old. She was in over 25 different placements over 17 years, two of which were failed adoption placements. Jasminda was finally adopted at the age of 18 by Joe and Nancy. She shares her personal adoption story and the importance and impact reconnecting with her birth family had on her.
It was halfway through my senior year in high school. I was planning on going to UAlbany with a full scholarship for psychology. And I got a phone call to come down to the principal's office, which I was not that kind of kid, so I knew something was up. And my caseworker was sitting there, and she said, "We found a family for you." I thought to myself at the time, like, would I be stupid to try this again if I knew it didn't work? And here I am so close to, like, being able to finally be free and be on my own. And something told me that I should do that, at least just go check it out. And so I did. I met Joe and Nancy, and it was like love at first sight. It's like the weirdest dating situation ever. And I stayed with them for 7 months as a pre-adoptive placement. I wasn't even sure if they were going to adopt me or not. That was probably, I think, one of the harder parts of my adoption story, was that waiting, because it was the first family that I'd actually felt like I wanted to be a part of. And so I was very, very excited when they first told me that they wanted to commit to me. And then when we got to the actual adoption, like, ceremony where we're signing all the papers, I remember this incredible sense of dread. And thinking about it and, like, looking back on my feelings that day, and I mean, you can totally see it in my face and all the pictures, something, I felt like I had lost something. While I had gained this family, I felt like I had lost so much, like that door to my birth family and the life. I almost felt like I was forced into being a different person. There was the me that survived foster care, and then there was the me that was adopted. And I worked really hard, I think, to try and separate those two lives, and almost even changing my name. It was like I split into two different people. And something really amazing happened in March. I met my birth father for the first time. I flew down to Texas totally on a whim, and something inside of me shifted. I've heard a lot of adoptees talk about this void that they feel when it comes to birth family. And sometimes you, like, can't quite verbalize what it is. It's not so much curiosity, but more about just, I mean, it was like mind-blowing to, like, look at someone who finally looked like me and to hear someone's laugh and know that that's where my laugh came from. And I remember there was like this little riff between my adoptive family and I when I came back. I remember telling my mom, "Okay, I'm done growing up. I don't need you anymore. You know, I think we can still send each other Christmas cards, but I found my family, so thank you for all that you've done." And I knew on a very deep level that it wasn't so simple. It wasn't so, no pun intended, black and white. It's cut and dry. And so I thought more and more, and still, I mean, it's always a work in progress. I feel like we kind of ebb and flow in closeness. Meeting my dad, I think, showed me a love that my adoptive parents have been trying to express for me. But there's something about that bond between birth family that just clicks without trying. And it helped me appreciate what my parents really did for me as an adoptee, as a total stranger coming into their home and being so determined to really not fix me, but meet me where I was at and kind of roll with the punches and love me warts and all. And they took it a step further and respected my need for developing my identity through finding my birth family. And they'd never made me feel guilty about it. And I feel like that was really the key when we talk about, like, successful placement. That, in my mind, is a successful placement where, you know, even if, say, I'd never met my father, just the fact that I had support from my adoptive family and that they understood, or maybe they sympathized, maybe they couldn't really get there, but they could understand what the need was and why. And they were willing to keep going even when things didn't make sense. I feel like all too often, I feel this as an adoptee and as a professional, that our society has this idea that if we just get kids in homes, then we're doing a good job. And anybody in this field, whether they're a professional or a foster child or a parent or what have you, knows that it's not about the box you put them in, but what's in that box and what's outside of that box. What supports and tools do you have around you that help the child become more of themselves? That what do you have to help them bring them back to this person that they've worked so hard to forget that they were? And how do you help them make peace with that? And not only make peace with it and leave it in the past, but fully integrate that with who they are as a person. And I always tell people, that people like to say, oh, well, kids come with a lot of baggage. Yeah, I come with a lot of baggage, and every piece of mine has been checked. It's not so much about having it. It's about being able to look in the mirror and say, yeah, this is what I'm struggling with. This is what I'm dealing with. Because when you can do that, you take away the power that it has to influence your life and your decisions. And that's what we should do. That's what we need, right?